The world is now increasingly looking toward China to play a greater role in pushing forward the fourth industrial revolution. What kind of contribution can China make?
Well, China certainly is positioned to take advantage of the fourth industrial revolution because China has the largest pool of engineers. They are young, they are dynamic, and also they are not as expensive in terms of labor costs as their counterparts in developed countries. And also China has the largest market for industrial goods and for services also, right? So China is really positioned to take advantage of the fourth industrial revolution as witnessed by recent developments in many industries. Electrical cars, construction equipment, and the drone, and also telecommunication, right? The key issue here, many people are concerned, is whether the fourth industrial revolution will be like globalization of the past 30 years. That is, the fourth industrial revolution creates inequalities. That's the key issue. So the topic here is inclusiveness during the fourth industrial revolution, right? So I do think that the key to inclusive fourth industrial revolution is to make sure people are able to participate in the process.
China is now pushing forward the revitalization of the old industrial bases in the Northeast, the so-called Rust Belt. How can the fourth industrial revolution help Dalian and the greater Northeastern region to achieve this goal? And what challenges are they facing right now?
The northeastern part of China is now facing some difficulties. I've done some research in this regard. The main difficulty is due to the fact that industries here are large but very bony. The image is like a supermodel, tall but very bony, which is beautiful as a model, but as industry, not so good. That is here, the industry or the economy as a whole is populated by a few large industries or enterprises which do not have supporting industries. Take automobile, for example. In Liaoning, they have a brilliant company, right, producing cars, having a joint venture with the BMW. But a lot of the parts are not produced locally. They're imported from overseas and produced in other parts of China. So what Liaoning should do, including Dalian should do in the coming years, which I think they're doing, is to first implement reforms to revitalize the large industries, the large enterprises.